Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Well, Christmas is over. We're coming up on January 1st, New Year, and all those New Year's resolutions. So I decided I really wanted to talk to a trainer about how we go about doing this and doing it right. So on the phone with me right now is Stephen Alexander, who is resident trainer at Court One East in Okemos. How are you this evening, Stephen?
I'm excellent, Cheryl.
Very good. Okay, let's just start with the basic premise. If you're a couch potato, how do you get started training and working out and doing it right? How do you even begin that process?
Well, I'll tell you what, Cheryl. What I found is the first thing you have to do is decide. It really is a decision. Decide to get active, decide to make a change, and decide to stick it until you get the results. So the second thing then is, depending on what your experience and your commitment is, you may want to find you a trainer that you're comfortable with. You know, some clients have a history of exercise, so they don't need quite as much help. And some clients, you know, I found they simply need someone to be accountable to. And both those things are very much helpful with a trainer. Some clients also enjoy the variety and the specialization that is offered by trainers. Once you find that trainer, though, be very clear on what your goals are. You know, you're there to be trained, but you're also in charge, okay? That trainer works for you. So make sure that your goals are made known and the trainer is responsive to you.
So you do need to sit down with them perhaps ahead of time before you start the program and say, this is what I'm looking to do specifically. Can you help me reach these goals?
Absolutely. I always start off with an initial consultation, and it's actually free. And where we discuss exactly what the goals are, and I simply share what I think I can bring to the table.
Very good. Well, and it, as you said, it holds people accountable.
Oh,
you know, if I know I have an appointment with Stephen tomorrow morning at 9, if, you know, I'm letting you down if I'm not there, and of course, ultimately letting myself down, but it'll encourages me to get there.
It absolutely does. The way most trainers work is you also have paid in advance. So there's also a financial incentive to maintain your commitment.
Well, commitment is an important word here. How do you stay committed? I mean, you know, I don't talk to a lot of people who say they love to exercise. They love how they feel afterwards. But how do you stay committed to getting up and going in the morning or the evening after a long day?
You know, I'll tell you what. Similarly, I've been asked, you know, what is the best exercise? And my answer is very simple. The best exercise is the one you're willing to do. Just as simple as that. Okay, so how do you stay committed? You stay committed by engaging in a program that you enjoy, that actually does fit your schedule and your budget. You know, a lot of times, you know, just like a little kid will put all this food on his plate and his eyes are bigger than his stomach. There's oftentimes I found where clients have these very high goals and these initial commitments, but their timelines and their budgets just really don't connect and don't match up.
So there are, you can tailor a program to, for example, my budget and my timeline.
Oh, absolutely. And if the trainer can't, then go find another trainer.
That's very good advice, Stephen. Very good advice. We hear a lot these days about interval training. Can you tell me about that, and do you find that effective?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what. First of all, let me just answer your question. So interval training, when you are trying to maintain a certain level of intensity for a certain period of time and that intensity level changes, that's some of the basic ideas behind interval training. So you may, you know, jog in place for, you know, 30 seconds, and then you may do some sit-ups for 20 seconds, and it's really about switching up the level of intensity over a period of time. I love that. But I'm somewhat of an eclectic trainer. I use whatever works. I use what the client enjoys, whether it's, you know, kickboxing or you know, dance moves or aerobic moves. Again, the best exercise is the one you're willing to do. That's the best exercise.
Another thing that comes to mind, if you're on, say, a Stairmaster or a machine like that, is it cardio or weight loss? Are they one and the same? Are they mutually exclusive? What am I looking for? Or is that tailor-made to me as well?
Well, your program should absolutely be tailor-made, but let me ask the question. So if you're on a treadmill or a Stairmaster, you're going to be doing a combination. So there's really three parts to fitness, okay? There's nutrition, there's what I call resistance training, and then there's the cardio or the lungs and the heart training. Those are distinct, but they're not mutually exclusive, okay? So if you're on a treadmill, you're moving your muscles, you know, and if you do it intensely enough, you could actually increase your strength in your lower body. But you're also working your lungs and your heart. So it's cardio, and in that particular case, it's cardio and strength training.
Obviously, as a trainer, you are well-trained as well, because you hear folks who have problems with joints or knees and so forth. So their program would have to be tailor-made so as not to further injure themselves.
That's absolutely correct. I've had an interesting mix of clients here at Court One. About 50% of my clients are actually over the age of 50. Probably about 25 to 30% have some significant physical challenge. I've had a client who was actually paralyzed on one side of his body. As surprising as it may sound, it's very difficult to do a sit-up if you can only move one side of your body. So that trainer needs to understand how the body works, how the muscles work, how they all work together, but also where the client is mentally and sometimes even emotionally, because that really comes into play when you're training someone on a regular basis.
What about selecting a workout facility? You gave us a hint that, you know, if they're not willing to tailor make a program for you as a trainer, you know, find another one. What do you look for in a facility?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, just before disclosure, I'm a trainer here at Court One Athletic Club in Oakland, but I also train clients out of my private gym, and I can also train clients in their own home. So, again, when we go back to have they made a decision, what is the commitment and experience level, and those things all come into play. If you're looking for a facility, it really depends on what your goals are. You know, if your goals are tennis and baseball, for example, then Court One in Okemos is excellent for you. Very well known for those areas. If your goal is you're not interested in a swimming pool, you're not interested in a basketball court, all you want is free weights. You want as much muscle and steel around you as possible, then you'll probably be looking for a personal trainer gym, because they actually have those out in Okemos and Lansing. So, again, what is the client looking for? What are the client's goals? And make sure that you stick to what you need.
Very good. We've got just about a minute left, just shy of a minute. What's your best, you know, get us going advice for the new year?
If you've already made the decision, then I heard this quote a few years ago, and it's beginning is half done. Beginning is half done. The hardest part about any journey is that first step. So I would recommend to everyone out there to simply get started. And if get started means, you know, walk around your living room or take your dog for a walk around the block or, you know, play with your kids in the backyard because you haven't done it in 6 months or a year, whatever get started and get active means to you, do that and then pursue a little bit more and a little bit more. So make that decision and get started. I like to say that you need to get fit but also have fun. But make sure you're having fun out there.
Very good. Well, Stephen Alexander, I'm feeling motivated. Stephen is the resident trainer at Court One East in Okemos. I thank you so much for spending some time with us and giving us some motivation to get it together in the new year.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you so much. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after this.